Mike, how much emphasis do you have to put on not looking ahead to the Vikings?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear the first part of the question.
How much emphasis do you need to spend with your team on not looking ahead to next week's game?
Oh, make no mistake about it. We're not looking ahead to next week. Division games are important. We recognize that, but we're all about preparing for the Cleveland Browns. You know, it's an uncommon opponent from the standpoint that they're in the AFC, and we're in the NFC. We had the opportunity to play them in the preseason, so we have a little bit of carryover as far as their personnel. But you know, they're changing like everybody does through the course of a year. So our preparation is clearly on Cleveland.
Hey, Mike, the Browns had to send 12 players home this morning with a flu. Do you have any flu going on around your team?
We've had a couple guys that were sick last week, but you know, we knock on wood so far today. It's we haven't had anybody, but it's a tough situation.
Coach, in your estimation, how's the 3-4 evolved from week one until where we are right now?
I think we're definitely improving in the 3-4 defense. I felt this past week was the first time we played a complete football game in all four quarters. It was really apparent, obviously, by the, you know, the final score, you know, with the shutout, but also when we went through the grades of every player. I thought it, our players as a whole on defense played at a very high level.
I just wondered if you thought this was a breakout game for Matthews, or had you seen flashes of this coming?
Well, you know, Clay has always shown the ability. He just had a setback there in training camp with the hamstring injury, and you know, his reps and opportunities were limited primarily to sub in the first, you know, four games of the year. And then when he was given the opportunity to play full time, he definitely took full advantage of it. So, still a young player, he's got a lot of football in front of him, and we just want him to continue to work and improve each week.
Could you talk about the changes you have to make for the running game this weekend?
For Cleveland's running game?
No, your running game.
The changes?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure what you're asking, sir.
You had to make an addition, right?
Oh, you're talking about personnel?
Yes.
Yes, we had Deshaun Wynn today, had a season-ending surgery, so he will be placed on IR, and we have brought back Amon Green. So it's good to have Amon back, but it really has the opportunity to improve our running back group and improve our 53-man roster.
Hey, Mike, I realize this is a little bit hypothetical, but if you think Matthews would have been a pick for you even if you had not switched to a 3-4?
That's an excellent question. The answer, I'd say yes, because he definitely has the skill set to play in our old scheme.
Coach, looking from the outside in, it seems the difference, maybe the main difference between this year and last year, is you guys are a year removed from all that controversy and cloud of stuff that was going on in the training camp of 2008 with Favre. Can you comment on that?
I think that would be an obvious perception of our football team. But the reality is, I think they've done a very good job of going through that type of situation, learning from it. You know, we're still a relatively young team, and really, that's the reality is we're a young team that's improving each week. And I know what goes on as far as, you know, dealing with the media and all the things that surrounded us with that situation. But yeah, I mean, we're definitely removed from it, but we're a young football team that's focused on improving.
Coach, why on a regular basis is Rodgers able to put up big passing yards, and how much more effective is he now at taking advantage of holes in defense's weaknesses than he was last year?
Well, I think you have to, you know, credit it to his experience. You know, any time a quarterback has the opportunity to finally start and play 16 games, it's just an incredible opportunity for that quarterback to grow. He had a productive first year. A lot of things that he was able to go through the offseason and learn from. Now defenses do know more about him and his tendencies, and they're throwing different challenges at him. and he just responds every week. He's very consistent. He's very consistent in his preparation. He has a very consistent personality. And I think if he just stays true to focusing on the fundamentals and then keep running the offense, don't chase the game, let the game come to him, he will continue to have a lot of success.
Hey, Coach, how much preparation do you have to do for the Wildcat? The Browns used it a lot more last week than they had in the past.
Well, it's definitely, you know, a focus of our preparation. I mean, I can't say enough about, you know, Josh Cribbs and just his ability back there. He's a dynamic, exciting player. He's definitely dangerous when the ball is in his hands. I mean, there is some uniqueness to the formations and the schemes that they run out of those different formations. So, I mean, it's definitely something you have to focus on.
Coach, do you feel like your offensive line is playing a little bit better and coming together a little better now after you've got some players back?
I think we have some individuals that are improving. We don't have the continuity that we probably would like to have at this point. I think that's obvious just because we've got a couple spots that, you know, with the injuries to Chad Clifton and Darren Call is going out there and coming back. You know, Jason Spitz is, you know, injured at center. So I think they're doing a good job working through it and trying to create some continuity, but there's definitely been moving parts to our offensive line.
Hey, Coach, Anderson's numbers have been real bad the last 2 weeks. What do you see when you watch him on film? Is he playing better than those numbers?
I think there's definitely some positives you can build off in the Pittsburgh game with some of the movement and the drives. And, you know, it's a first-year staff, and you go through times like this. I know, you know, our first year we were 1-4 and 4-8 at one time. So, there, I mean, you're more than just trying to run an offense. That may be going on with a football team in their first year. So I think, you know, I was around him at the Pro Bowl 2 years ago. I mean, he obviously played for the AFC and we coached the NFC. So I'm well aware what type of player he is.
Coach, just in the preseason, there was a little speculation about A.J. Hawk, whether he's going to hold on to his job. Has he kind of stepped it up this season?
Yeah, I think A.J.'s done a very good job. I mean, we're very fortunate. We have a number of very good linebackers, and A.J. is playing well in base. He hadn't played a lot the last 2 weeks just because of the way the games have gone, primarily when teams playing against our sub-defense. But A.J. is a joy to coach. He's an outstanding pro, same guy week in and week out, hard worker, tough guy, you know, excellent representative of the Ohio State Buckeyes. So he's doing a heck of a job.